not into one. We're providing life-changing natural health information that will enable you to have more energy.
As soon as it gets to zero, you can start talking.
Good morning and welcome back to the Better Living Radio program. My name is Peter Lewis and I'm pleased to be able to join you once again, dear listeners. Today we have a special guest. We're going to continue our discussion on health. Health is a very precious treasure and we don't want to lose it. We don't want to take it for granted. And here on the Better Living Radio, we're going to talk about oral health. All right? We're going to talk about oral health and toothpaste and mouthwash. And we have some free gifts we're going to be giving away. Lots of toothpaste that makes a real difference. And you'll hear about it. So we have toothpaste, mouthwash, and so on that we will be giving away for those who come to the store the first, the first 30 person that comes to the store will be able to get one of those prize gifts. Okay, let me see if my guest is here. I would like to welcome you to Better Living Radio.
Hi there.
All right. Okay, I am doing just fine. We have our guest from Vitamare Toothpaste Company with us. We want to welcome you to the Better Living Radio. If we can get his volume up a little bit, maybe.
You need these.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
All right. We are getting things adjusted as we are. Okay. Are you there, guest?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Now
you hear me okay?
Yes, I am hearing you okay. You are joining us on the Better Living Radio program for the first time, so tell us a little bit about yourself as we go into our program today.
My name is Robert Tartaglia. My wife and I started this company 21 years ago, and it all started because I was sick. I had a lot of oral problems, and that's how it all started. And today we are a nationwide company.
Absolutely.
Take care of your mouth, and your mouth will take care of you. That's what we think.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So you take care of your mouth, and your mouth takes care of you. How could that be?
Very easily.
Okay.
Because our mouth is where everything goes in our body. And if your oral health is not good, you have all kind of problems, starting with bacteria in your mouth. I would like to tell that most people don't know, our mouth has more bacteria than any other opening in our body. I'm sure you can easily check what I say.
Yes, sir.
If your oral health is not good, your gums are bleeding, you have canker sores, you have plaque, your teeth are loose, you have problems. Number one problem is you don't eat your food properly because your digestion starts in your mouth.
Okay.
First digestion is in your mouth when you're breaking the food with your teeth and chewing your food. If your gums are hurting, your teeth are bad, you want to swallow fast because you're hungry. And when you don't chew your product, your food properly in your mouth, you have big pieces of food that you're digesting. Now your stomach has to work a lot harder to break it down to digest that food. That makes sense, right? Common sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay, so if your mouth is too dry because you're using alcoholic products or tobacco and you don't take care of your, don't brush your teeth exercise.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're totally healthy, that's okay. But if you have some problems, I advise people to do more often cleaning, especially after every time you eat something. If you have pockets in your mouth, that your food and blood particles will stain those pockets. And if you don't clean your mouth properly, those pockets that contain this blood and food particles will rot, especially when you're sleeping, say, 6, 7, 8 hours. It's easy to create bacteria. Bacteria creates infection. Infection makes you sick.
Mm-hmm.
So 80% of heart disease patients had gum disease before they had heart disease. That's a proven fact, not by me, obviously. The Medical Association had an article years ago about that, that they proved it 100%.
Okay, so
heart disease comes from gum disease.
All right, so now I've heard you made a statement that a sick person has more bacteria in their mouth than any other opening in their rectum, colon, and so on is implied. How could that be? And then
that's what I was wondering when I was told that before. And what happens is we put a lot of things in our mouth.
Yeah.
I don't know how is it that our mouth is more bacteria, but it's a fact that is easily being checked. And if we use good products, you know, there's all kind of products in the market, mouthwashes, toothpaste, and so on. But the main important thing is, what are the ingredients in that product that will help you not only brush your teeth at the moment for 30 minutes and feel good, but to work all day for you? Make sure it's cleaning all the necessary unwanted bacteria out of your mouth and help to keep your gums healthy and stop gum bleeding and help mm-hmm. you with canker sores.
Okay.
And just help you in general with oral health. So if you're going to use products to do your brushing and cleaning your mouth, why not use the best product that has both great ingredients? And with today's day and age, you can easily check ingredients. Just Google
yeah.
any ingredient that you have doubt about, and you will read everything about it so easily.
Now, the other statement you make that's quite significant is that 80% of individuals with heart disease had issues in their mouth before they came down with a heart condition. And so from that, we see there's a relationship. But the mouth is a far distance from the heart.
Yeah, but mouth has pockets where bacteria and infection goes to your bloodstream. To your bloodstream, ends up in your heart. And after years of using that kind of bad oral health hygiene problem,
mm-hmm.
it creates, I guess it's bacteria collecting a place to create heart disease. Now, I'm not a doctor, I'm an ordinary
person. Sure.
And, but as I said, I was surprised myself these last 20 years, been like a brand new education for me, going back to school, learn about my health, about my body, about nutrition. You know, I was a businessman in other fields of business world, and I never thought about health. If I had mm-hmm. a problem, I go to my doctor.
Right.
If I need a lawyer, I go to my lawyer. Find a dentist, I go to my dentist, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you trust the people. I used to go to my dentist. I spent tens of thousands of dollars between my dentist and periodontist. At the end result was, 21 years ago, my periodontist told me, Robert, if you will not remove all your teeth out of your mouth, you will not have any gums left to hold your dentures.
Mm.
But don't worry, we'll pull your teeth out, we'll put great implants, it's only about $45,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it wasn't the money alone that, you know, should worry anybody. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's why should you lose your teeth if there is possibility? Simple things you can do to not go to expense.
Okay.
To have all your teeth removed. When you can use great ingredients based toothpaste and mouthwash and help yourself.
All right, let's...
And,
let's
and,
Go ahead.
In the last 20 years, we proved it for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people using our product.
Okay, that's what we want to talk about in the next few minutes here. The great ingredient, your product, which has great ingredient. And as a matter of fact, the first time we were introduced to your toothpaste, it was a customer that asked us to bring that toothpaste in. And let's talk about what makes your toothpaste and your mouthwash different from any other toothpaste or mouthwash on the market. Okay.
Nothing that is not totally natural. For example, the mouthwash has four ingredients in it. It distilled water. Zinc, folic acid, clove oil, and mineral oil.
Okay.
Again, those are great ingredients for oral health. For thousands of years, people have been using this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Especially mineral oil being used for
all right.
2,000 to 3,000 years, maybe more.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I don't know. This is
that. What about your toothpaste?
It's been used for thousands of years for health reasons.
Okay. Let's talk about your toothpaste. Why is it that it's so special? I know it works.
Our main ingredients are zinc, folic acid, clove oil, mineral oil.
Yeah. Okay.
Clean properly. Sodium lauryl sarcosinate, which is not a sodium lauryl sulfate.
Yes.
Sodium lauryl sulfate is the one used in it's a detergent to use your laundry.
Hmm.
And most people misunderstand, and they read a lot of nonsense stuff in the internet, which is, you can put any kind of nonsense in internet.
Hmm.
People read it, they believe that.
Yes, sir. Okay.
The difference is xylitol is very good for your gum elasticity.
All right, that's good. Wonderful. Now let's talk about an aspect which our customer, our listeners can relate to. You have issues, while this is not medical, etc., but you have issue with like parry of the gum, bleeding gum. You have issue with infection in the gum. Issues like those. What can your toothpaste, how can your toothpaste be beneficial for a person with any of those conditions? Or is it just another toothpaste that, you know, you just brush it and you keep brushing and you keep brushing? Yeah.
You want to prevent. The best medicine is preventing having problems, right?
Yes, sir.
Right. So, the reason our ingredients are combined, which is designed by my wife, and it's a patented product, is because those ingredients really work.
Okay.
To keep your, like, anybody who uses our toothpaste and mouthbrush is a gum bleeding, within 3, 4, 5 days, they will see decrease. And if they keep using it, it will go away.
All right, that's good.
Those ingredients will help you to get your moral health in check.
Mm-hmm.
And most people do care about it. I know everybody probably brushes their teeth at least once and twice. But what ingredients are yellow line sitting there, you can't clean it by brushing it. You have to go to a dental technician to have it cleaned.
Okay.
And get rid of that plaque. Once you have that plaque removed, using good toothpaste and mouthwash with great ingredients will keep your oral health in check at all times, every day, all day.
Okay. That's good. Now, like the condition is as bad as pyorrhea of the gum. Okay, of course, you mentioned bleeding gum. By brushing
it. Let's talk about bad bread.
Bad bread. Okay, let's talk about that. Yeah.
You know, sometimes you talk to somebody and they're talking to you. If you're close enough, their bad bread will knock you out.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that problem. I know I was so conscious about it, and I was in a retail business. I would always stay away from people 2-3 feet. I would talk from distance because I was afraid. It is nothing I could do to get rid of my bad bread.
Okay.
A lot of times I thought at the time that maybe it's from my stomach, but then I find out that from your stomach you can have bad bread only if you burp.
Right.
But otherwise there's nothing comes out of that part of your throat.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is in your mouth. That's the bacteria. That the plaque is full of bacteria that smells.
Mm-hmm.
That gives you that bad bread. If you clean your mouth properly with good products like mouthwash and toothpaste made by our company because we are the best. I know that because you're selling our products, you know.
Yeah.
Your customers won't buy something over and over if it doesn't work.
You
can be a great salesman. You can sell somebody something once, any given time. But can you do it over and over if the product doesn't work? Nobody's going to buy.
Mm-hmm.
So the only reason you have products that sell all the time because those products work, and our product is that. That's why we guarantee 100% money back. Doesn't matter if they used it, they used the whole tube, they come back to the store and they say, well, this thing didn't work for me. We guarantee your money back.
Wow, that's
no
awesome.
Returns, Peter. You know, most companies have return departments. We get returns maybe once in Amazon, once a month or every other month or something.
Yeah.
We don't have returns because once people get used to our product and see the benefit they're getting out of it, it's just like paying to dentists hundreds of dollars to get what you get for a few dollars buying toothpaste and mouthwash. And if you're going to use a toothpaste and mouthwash, why not to use the best?
Yes.
And the same thing I'm going to say to about children's toothpaste. You know, I send you children's toothpaste for you to give away.
Sugarless toothpaste, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I have 21 grandkids and grandkids. We made the children's toothpaste for our children first. We didn't intend to put it out in the market. I want you to understand, Peter, we were not in the health food industry. We didn't know nothing about health industry. I'm a designer, so it's my wife. But when we made this product out of need and desperation, my wife Yvonne did a lot of research before we came up with ingredients. It wasn't like we just picked a few things and put together. It was hard work. It took months and months of working and trying and making it, working the details and angles until to the point where I was totally healed in my mouth, my gums were not bleeding, my teeth were sitting tight in my mouth, and I couldn't believe it that we did it. And I would give away this mouthwash and toothpaste to my customers in my flower business out of love. I never took a dollar for it. I gave away thousands of bottles. I used to make it all night, cooking it, bottling, labeling it. I was doing it with love. I'm still doing it with love. I'm sure you can understand my passion, why
absolutely
we're doing this, helping people to not suffer the way I suffered.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of money it costed me to do it. If I can help anybody to understand that how important your oral health is, talk to people who lose some 3, 4, 5 teeth to how deformed their mouth is. How bad life is when you have no teeth in your mouth. You have to use dentures, so you have to pay a ton of money to get implants.
Yeah.
So if I can help somebody. But again, you know, another thing I always say to people, you can take the horse to the water. You cannot make it drink.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So I can turn blue to tell somebody, listen, go get your plug cleaned out of your teeth. they don't listen, there's nothing you can do about it. You can only tell them, right?
Yes, yes,
I'm sure
absolutely.
You get people come to your store and talk to you about it, and you talk, you try to help them. If
yes.
You listen, great. If not, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Nothing you can do.
Now, that toothpaste, you have the Vitamer toothpaste original, and then you have the one with coenzyme Q10, just a variation of the same formula. Now, I've never really had issues with my gum per se, other than an occasional, at some point, tender spot or almost like mouth get tender. But since I've been using your toothpaste, I've not had any of those issues. I mean, we've got quite a large variety of toothpaste in our store, and I've tried quite a bit of them. And we settle on yours because we know yours is pretty good. And I've had no issues since that time with any tenderness, which would occasionally happen. And so I know there's something different and special about your toothpaste. So the mouth is loaded with bacteria, good and bad bacteria. The guys that are destructive would be the bad bacteria in the mouth that's causing some problems and inflammation. And so...
Yes. You know, our saliva is very important, right? That's why we want our mouth to be moist all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
so anything
true.
You can do to help your organs to work good, which starts with food intake, that's food for your body to work, like proteins, minerals, vitamins. All of those things is what makes your body organs work in harmony
right.
together. They all work together.
That's
everything
correct.
Connected in our body. But
now,
everything starts in your mouth.
Everything
your
starts
stomach,
in the mouth.
It distributes to your body.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
good.
Common sense things. And if your mouth dry, you will always have problems.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason your mouth will be dry most likely because you're using alcoholic products or drinking a lot of alcohol or things that dry your mouth. Means
so,
all kind of ingredients that are drying your mouth. I don't have a list of it.
I have heard...
For dry mouth is not good for
yeah.
you. Want good fiber in your mouth. Swallow it. Every time you swallow
yeah.
it, your saliva with bad bacteria, good bacteria, goes in your stomach. Good bacteria is good for your stomach. Bad bacteria will die in your stomach acid. That's
okay.
the process of elimination.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've always heard that sugar is not good for your teeth. How does that affect the health of the mouth, which we're talking about? Is there any truth to that?
Yes, 100%. Sugar is not good for, you know, your child, you give a child that is too much sugar, they will jump up and down all night, you will sleep.
Okay.
Sugar is not good. You know this.
Mm-hmm.
In every food we eat today has some sugar in it. We
okay.
are very careful not to use any kind of sugar or anything in our toothpaste or mouthwash.
Okay. Okay.
It is not good for your mouth.
Okay. So, all right. And the other aspect is when a person eat and they go a whole day and did not rinse the mouth or brush the teeth after a meal, so you have residue from that meal get caught in the teeth. Would you mind commenting upon that, showing how that would further provide free room and board for bacteria to do their work?
Right. Between teeth, it's okay when you brush it will come out. The problem is the pocket. So if you have totally healthy teeth and gums in your mouth, you can brush easily and clear it.
Yeah. Right,
right. You know, every company makes their products believing they're doing something good. And it's
mm-hmm.
not everything is for money, money, money.
Absolutely.
Something you believe in, something you want to do, something that reaches your life, knowing that
mm-hmm.
you're doing something good. And this is our case. We know we're helping thousands and thousands of people stay healthy. That's what keeps us going, because we see the results.
Now, you sent us... Okay.
And then we put it in the market because we realize how important children's teeth are. You talk about sugar, kids, sugar, cavity, that's how you get cavities. Like
okay.
Especially children.
Sugar and cavity.
Many, products with sugar, we taste good. Everybody wants it tasting good.
Yeah.
And we always say, if it tastes good, it's no good for you.
So... Yeah.
So mm-hmm. having children's toothpaste for children to make sure that their oral health is in check and they have no cavities as they're growing up and not less bacteria in their mouth.
Okay.
That's the best thing you can do for your child. I know there is children's toothpaste in the market for $2-3, but what's in it that can help your child to have healthy mouth?
Mm.
That's the problem. Read the ingredients. And where is it made? You remember years ago there was a problem with one of the big companies in the state. I won't give a name. They had made this product in China and there was lead in it. And
yeah.
a lot of people got sick because there was lead in the toothpaste. Do you remember
mm.
that?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is important. What kind of ingredients do you put in your product to help
yeah.
your
Yeah, the ingredient makes all the difference
right.
in the world. The
if there's $2-3 versus $5, that $5 difference can buy you the best toothpaste for your child, save your child pain, suffering, dental office,
all right.
lots of money to do all kind of things.
Yeah, we are.
Great toothpaste and mouthwash for your child where you can help him to stay healthy.
We are out of time, and you sent us some extra products that we can give away, and so I want to say to our listeners, we have sample mouthwash, toothpaste, Bullard volume, as well as smaller ones for children, and all you have to do to get it free of charge, to try what we've been talking about, is just simply to come to the store and ask for your free trial of the toothpaste from the Better Living Radio, okay? Robert?
Yes.
We most definitely and certainly appreciate the information that you've brought to us on this amazing toothpaste and mouthwash, the Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash that makes a difference in people's mouth. So
thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
I appreciate you, what you're doing.
All right.
But people don't understand health stores are very important.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Listeners,
have a great day.
All right, listeners, join us next week again at this very same time. God bless you and have a wonderful day.
Sorry about that. I thought Ronnie told you what was going on.
I thought Ronnie told you what was going on. I'm sorry about that. I didn't catch you off guard.
No.
This happens sometimes.
When the fear is going on.
I hope I didn't take up anybody else's time.
Nah.
Okay, good. Yeah, we talked about toothpaste. Here's Ron.
He's back up.
Just make it like regular tea.
It's tea bags.
Okay.
All right.
Is it better, hot or cold?
Either way you like it. It don't matter.
Yeah, I'll try that. Thank you.
All right, man.
Thank
Not that I have sensitive teeth anymore, but I have it one time, and I got used to using it.
Yeah.
And it's the Pro Enamel that's supposed to strengthen your enamel, and it has a gentle whitening in it. But I really don't know if it does have a whitening or not, but I was intrigued.
Yeah. So I'll bring you a sample. You can check out that toothpaste. It makes a big difference. The guy who Ron interviewed down there at the fair, Robert or Richard? Richard.
He's the one who had us to bring to South Carolina.
Demanding that attorney
and
general
he swears by that toothpaste.
Legal basis for withholding a
how much is the toothpaste in mouthwash? Is it real expensive?
No.
After this,
I think it sounds like the toothpaste.
I
want to try.
I think it's probably between six and seven dollars. Right at six for the Sensodyne, so it's in the
same ballpark. All right, sounds good.
You're going to give me that story, aren't you? You're going to get me down there again, then, aren't you?
We tried.
I like your store. I just
haven't been down there.
I haven't been in a while, but I have
been down there.
Don't you remember that time we came down and fixed up that concoction for Buddha's legs?
Yeah.
We licked it off anyway.
Yeah.
He likes cayenne pepper.
And then
I've bought some other stuff down there. I haven't been in recently, but I used to come in more than.
That's good.
I'm intrigued about the toothpaste.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Toothpaste. Yeah. Makes a big difference, man.
I have one implant, and that was from a root canal.
Oh, yeah?
It wasn't from a root canal. It was from a... crown that got infected.
Oh, wow.
So I almost blame my dentist for that. It cost quite a bit of money. I think a lot of those implants.
You should have sent the bill.
I just switched dentist.
He
I couldn't prove it, and I should have gone back sooner, but when I did go back with it, he told me to get a water pick and floss it out. And I ended up going back for another regular checkup and saw a different dentist. And said the tooth can't be saved. Pull it out, don't worry about it, or put an implant in.
Oh, wow.
I chose the implant because it was an important back tooth.
Oh. It's doing good still, though. Root canal.
I had the implant. Actually, just a crown. They went in to do a crown.
What's the difference between
root canals where they go? Implants where they go in and put those screws in and put the cap back over it, and those screws are actually the tooth. I mean, it's not a tooth anymore. Then they put the crown over the top of the screw. So they went in and totally. It had infection in it. It was, it could have caused.
Yeah.
It could have caused a lot more problems with other teeth if I didn't.
It could cause problems all throughout your body.
Yeah, bacteria from a tooth can cause.
Yeah.
A lot. So we jerked it out there. Put the implant in. The impression of small business
that's
makes
good.
Put the crown back, put another crown over it. Introducing free shipping on all year's cards in any quantity. Choose from my wallet.
Ha! Cut it loose. This is the insurance that didn't take care of
it. They paid a small portion. With promo code 3131.
Just a small portion. I thought insurance originally got insurance, so they paid the majority.
Not on an implant.
Oh, not an implant.
Plus, I think my max was like $2,000 a year. Like $1,000 a year. $1,500 a year, I think, is all my insurance would pay anyway. So once you get over the $1,500, you're on your own anyway. I was well over $1,500.
Wow.
Okay, they pay some. I think they paid $500 or $600. His assistant takes it off and he comes in and they couldn't get it off. She dug and dug and poked and prodded and dug.
Oh, yeah?
And he came in and he couldn't get it off. They had to cut it off. I think all that prodding and poking caused the infection. The trauma to the gum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I sure would.
I'm Guinness now.
Sound like a girl.
I'm a bat. I'm a dentist.
Yeah.
I'm veterinarian. So wow. I'm becoming one of them step at a time.
That's all right. You beat a whole lot smarter than the doctor.
I keep going in my stride.
Yeah. See you next week. Alrighty.